The Silence of Adam podcast is proud to present the breakthrough series, The Prayer of Jabez. Now, here's your host, Adam Navarro.
Welcome everyone to another edition, or episode I should say, of The Silence of Adam. I am Adam, and I am your host. Before I get started on today's episode, we're going to be actually reading out of the book, The Prayer of Jabez. Before I do that, I want to give a nice warm welcome to all my friends and my subscribers at snapvine.com, where we say it out loud. I am so blessed and so honored to be part of a community of Snapviners who genuinely care for one another, who are there to lift each other up, encourage one another, inspire one another, pray for one another. I've personally witnessed others going through hard times in their lives, and the people there are there for each other. You can get involved with Snapvine at snapvine.com, where you can say it out loud instead of using your keyboard to blog. Get hooked up. There's a lot of neat things going on over there. Welcome, Snapviners. Love you guys very much. Okay, we're going to be starting this book, The Prayer of Jabez. It's a book written by Bruce Wilkinson that was on the number one New York Times bestseller. It's from the Breakthrough series. And Dr. Bruce is the founder and president of Walk Through the Bible Ministries, an international organization dedicated to providing the finest biblical teaching, tools, and training. He is the author of 30 Days to Experiencing Spiritual Breakthroughs and numerous other books. Bruce and his wife Darlene live in Atlanta, Georgia, and have three children. You can pick up this book at Amazon.com. You can Google it, find out more about it. I've heard nothing but good about this book from believers and non-believers alike, so I'm really excited to crack this open and begin reading. You can subscribe to this podcast. Here's the URL, thesilenceofadam.podomatic. That's P-O-D-O-M-A-T-I-C.com. Here's the RSS feed. It's the same thing, thesilenceofadam.podomatic.com/RSS2.xml. Go over there to the URL I just gave you and check it out. And remember that your donations are what help make this podcast available to people all around the world. Got some listeners all the way from Europe. Got one in Africa. That was pretty cool to see on the stats. So check it out. All right, let's, without further ado, let's get into the Prayer of Jabez, Chapter 1. And the title of Chapter 1 is Little Prayer, Giant Prize. The little book you're holding is about what happens when ordinary Christians decide to reach for an extraordinary life, which, as it turns out, is exactly the kind God promises. My own story starts in a kitchen with yellow counters and Texas-sized raindrops pelting the window. It was my senior year of seminary in Dallas. Darlene, my wife, and I were finding ourselves spending more and more time thinking and praying about what would come next. Where should I throw my energy, passion, and training? What did God want for us as a couple? I stood in our kitchen thinking again about a challenge I'd heard from the seminary chaplain, Dr. Richard Sumi. Want a bigger vision for your life? He had asked earlier that week. Sign up to be a Gimper for God. A Gimper. Huh. A Gimper, as Sumi explained it, was someone who always does a little more than what's required or expected. In the furniture business, for example, gimping is putting the finishing touches on the upholstery, patiently applying the ornamental extras that are a mark of quality and value. Dr. Sumi took as his text the briefest of biblical biographies. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, 1 Chronicles 4:9. Jabez wanted to be more and do more for God, and, as we discover by the end of verse 10, God granted him his request. End of verse. End of Bible story. Lord, I think I want to be a Gimper for you, I prayed, as I looked out the window at the blustery spring rain. But I was puzzled. What exactly did Jabez do to rise above the rest? Why did God answer his prayer, I wondered. For that matter, why did God even include Jabez's mini-profile in the Bible? Maybe it was the raindrops running down the window panes. Suddenly, my thoughts ran past verse 9. I picked up my Bible and read verse 10, the prayer of Jabez. Something in his prayer would explain the mystery. It had to. Pulling a chair up to the yellow counter, I bent over my Bible, and reading the prayer over and over, I searched with all my heart for the future God had for someone as ordinary as I. The next morning, I prayed Jabez's prayer word for word, and the next, and the next. 30 years later, I haven't stopped. If you were to ask me what sentence, other than my prayer for salvation, has revolutionized my life and ministry the most, I would tell you that it was the cry of a gimper named Jabez, who is still remembered not for what he did, but for what he prayed, and for what happened next. In the pages of this little book, I want to introduce you to the amazing truths in Jabez's prayer for blessing and prepare you to expect God's astounding answers to it as a regular part of your life experience. How do I know that it will significantly impact you? Because of my experience and the testimony of hundreds of others around the world with whom I've shared these principles. Because, even more importantly, the Jabez prayer distills God's powerful will for your future. Finally, because it reveals that your Father longs to give you so much more than you may have ever thought to ask. Just ask the man who had no future. Someone once said, there is really very little difference between people, but that little difference makes a great deal of difference. Jabez doesn't stand astride the Old Testament like a Moses or a David, or light up the book of Acts like those early Christians who turned the world upside down. But one thing is sure, the little difference in his life made all the difference. You could think of him as the prodigy of the genealogy, or maybe the Bible's little big man. You'll find him hiding in the less read section of one of the less read books in the Bible. The first 9 chapters of 1 Chronicles are taken up with the official family tree of the Hebrew tribes, beginning with Adam and proceeding through thousands of years to Israel's return from captivity. Talk about boring. The long list of unfamiliar and difficult names, more than 500 of them, are likely to make even the bravest Bible student turn back. Take chapter 4, the descendants of Judah, Perez, Hezron, and Carmi, and Hur, and Shobal, and that's just the beginning. Ahumai, Ishma, Idbash, Hezapani, Anub, and I don't even know if I'm pronouncing them right. I'd forgive you if you suddenly considered putting this little book aside and reaching for your TV remote, but stay with me. Because 44 names into the chapter, a story suddenly breaks through. 1 Chronicles 4, 9 and 10. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. In the next verse, the roll call for the tribe of Judah picks up as if nothing happened. Shelub, Shua, Mir. Something about this man Jabez had caused the historian to pause in mid-drone, clear his throat, and switch tactics. Oh, wait a minute here. He seems to interject. You just gotta know something about this guy named Jabez. He stands head and shoulders above the rest. What was the secret to the enduring reputation of Jabez? You can search from front to back in your Bible as I have, and you won't find any more information than we have in these 2 brief verses. Things started badly for a person no one had ever heard of. He prayed an unusual one-sentence prayer. Things ended extraordinarily well. Clearly, the outcome can be traced to his prayer. Something about Jabez's simple, direct request to God changed his life and left a permanent mark on the history books of Israel. Oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory. that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil. At first glance, the four requests may strike you as sincere, sensible, even noble, but not terribly remarkable. Yet just under the surface of each lies a giant paradigm breaker that runs exactly opposite to the way you and I usually think. In the pages to come, I want to show you just how dramatically each of Jabez's requests can release something miraculous in your life. When was the last time God worked through you in such a way that you knew beyond a doubt that God had done it? In fact, when was the last time you saw miracles happen on a regular basis in your life? If you're like most believers I met, you wouldn't even know how to ask for that kind of experience, or even if you should. What I have to share with you has been opening up lives to God's mighty working for many years. Recently, I was in Dallas to teach on the Jabez blessing to an audience of 9,000. Later, over lunch, a man said to me, "Bruce, I heard you preach the message of Jabez 15 years ago, and I haven't stopped praying it. The change has been so overwhelming, I have just never stopped." Across the table, another friend agreed. He said he'd been praying Jabez's little prayer for 10 years with similar results. The man next to him, a heart surgeon from Indianapolis, said he had been praying it for 5. I told them, "Friends, I've been praying Jabez's prayer for more than half my life. Because you're reading this book, I believe you share my desire to reach for a life that would be more honorable for God. Not that you wish others to reach for less, but for you, nothing but God's fullest blessings will do. When you stand before Him to give your accounting, your deepest longing is to hear, 'Well done.' God really does have unclaimed blessings waiting for you, my friend. I know it sounds impossible, even embarrassingly suspicious in our self-serving day. Yet that very exchange, your want for God's plenty, has been His loving will for your life from eternity past. And with a handful of core commitments on your part, you can proceed from this day forward with the confidence and expectation that your Father will bring it to pass for you. Think of it this way. Instead of standing near the river's edge asking for a cup of water to get you through each day, you'll do something unthinkable. You will take the little prayer with the giant prize and jump into the river. At that moment, you will begin to let the loving currents of God's grace and power carry you along. God's great plan for you will surround you and sweep you forward into the profoundly important and satisfying life He has waiting. If that is what you want, keep reading." Well, that does it for Chapter 1 of the Prayer of Jabez. I hope you enjoyed this edition. And remember, again, that it's your donations that make this podcast possible. So be sure to visit me on podomatic.com. Again, the URL is thesilenceofadam.podomatic.com. Visit me over there and leave me a comment. For those of you that are on Snapvine, I look forward to your comments and your suggestions if you have them, or just how God has blessed you. Until next time, God bless.